Sunday, Chof Zayin Nissan, Rabbi Shimshon Silkin, Binyan Sfira Sa'ima.
So the Indian is Sfira Sa'ima, in which we are engaged currently. The period of time between Pesach and Shavuos, which is marked by the daily counting of the Oima. Says the Chinuch, famously, Mitzvah Shein Vov, Mishroshei HaMitzvah, of the foundations of the Mitzvah, to try and understand the Mitzvah, Sfira Sa'ima, Al Tzad HaPshat, the mainstay, the basis, the foundation of all of Yisrael is, Vashteitzach, of course, the Torah itself, which defines Klal Yisrael, nothing else. Umipnei haTorah nivru ushamayim va'aretz v'Yisrael. Chinuch says famously, it's only because of the Torah that the whole world was created in the first place. Famously, etc. And that's the main thing. And the reason, the cause for which Klal Yisrael were redeemed. The whole reason that Klal Yisrael were redeemed from Mitzrayim in the first place was only in order that they should be brought to Har Sinai. It wasn't stum a liberation for liberation's sake, but rather they were redeemed in order that they should be brought to Har Sinai, as is quite clear when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets out the mission to Moshe Rabbeinu. K'moshe Omer Hashem Yisbarach L'Moshe V'zelecho Ha'oiz Ki Anoichi Shelachticha Bo'itziach Es'o'om Mitzrayim Tavden Eso Elokim Al Ahor Azeh. Why am I sending you? Why are you being dispatched to Mitzrayim to redeem Klal Yisrael? It is only in order that they should come and serve me on this mountain. K'loimar She'tekablu HaTorah She'hi Ho'ika She'bishvil Zehim Nigolim V'hu Tachlis HaToy V'sholehem. Okay. So, quite clearly, Chinuch famously says, in trying to understand the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'imer, that the whole tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim is only the Klal Yisrael should arrive at Har Sinai and receive the Torah. Kabbalah the Torah. The rest of it is all commentary. Continues the Chinuch further down, that therefore we have a mitzvah to count the days toward Matan Torah. The whole purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim is in order to express the deep desire that we have year on year with regards to getting to Maimed Har Sinai. In order, as he says, to show the rotzon hachozok, the deep desire, the deep aspiration of Klal Yisrael, which is to get to that moment that defined us as a people. Again, he says, laharois benafsheinu hachefetz hagodol el hayoyim hanichbod, belibeinu ke'eved yishaf tzeil. Desperate, it's almost a sign of deep ambition. And that is why we have a mitzvah called Sfira Sa'imer. He asks the famous question, so why do we count up rather than counting down? Get to that. He says, don't ask that question, it's not a problem. He gives a practical answer as to what that is. So from the Chinuch, clearly a mitzvah Sfira Sa'imer makes it very clear that the Shoresh HaMitzvah, the root for it, the basis for it, is this concept of expressing desire with regards to Klal Yisrael's journey from Mitzrayim to Har Sinai. The problem is, of course, is what does that have to do with the Omer? No shaychus to the Omer. As far as the Chinuch's taich of the mitzvah is, You could take the Omer completely out of the equation. I read out the Chinuch for a few minutes, didn't mention the word Omer once. Mazik Ashur LaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer. And it's more than just a question as to how we term the mitzvah. Lispor Sfiras HaOmer. If you think about it, if the whole point of it is that Klal Yisrael are on this journey now, leaving Mitzrayim towards Har Sinai, and that's what the whole Tachlis of the mitzvah is about, then surely the mitzvah should start on the first day of Pesach. It should start with Yitzias Mitzrayim. They leave Mitzrayim on the first day, say the night, and they're on a journey towards Shavuos. So what's happens? You start on the second day? Mimochras HaShabbos? No? Elomai? What must you say? It must be that the reason is because the Omer was brought on the second day of Pesach. So we start counting Sefiras HaOmer from the day that the Omer was brought. But the problem is, Hoguf Akasha, that's the problem. Clearly the mitzvah is so bound up and integrally connected to the concept and to the mitzvah of Omer that we don't even start counting from Yitzias Mitzrayim. We start counting from the Omer. And yet, Mishroshei HaMitzvah of the Chinuch, no shaychus to the Omer. Big debate amongst the Rishonim as to whether Sfiras HaOmer today is Daraisa Darabonon, Rov Rishonim says it's only Darabonon, because we don't have the Omer. And the Chora, if the Inyan of the Mitzvah, as the Chinuch, and he doesn't give out the, you know, that is how he defines the Mitzvah. If the Inyan of the Mitzvah is merely to allow our expressions of desire to be manifest during this time, and that is done by counting, then the Chora, shouldn't matter whether we have the Omer or not. Shouldn't matter. At the end of the day, it should be just as Doraisa as it was in the time of the giving of the mitzvah in the first place. Because every year, we come around to the same time, this period of time between Pesach and Shavuos, and we're trying to make clear, you know, where our dreams are, what our identity is, and how we are defined. What's the character of Klal Yisrael? Is Matan Torah, Maimed Har Sinai. What's Gemar on the Omer? Yeah. Take a pellet. Also, the Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos, Taf Samachel, Med Beis, brings the Pasuk, Vosfautin Lochem Mimochras HaShabbos, and asks the obvious question, Vos Taf Shtein Lochem? Whenever the Torah puts in the extra Lochem, and to make it personal, make it individualized, then there's a reason for that. There's a reason, this morning we said, Ukashaltim lois al yadechem, and he said, Ukashaltim lochem. And it says, Lachem, Lacha, Lech Lacha. The Pasuk says, Lech Lacha to Avram Avinu. Was Lacha, Lacha, Lahana Oscha, Lutay Voscha. So if it makes it more personal, then there's a reason for that. All the droshes are learned out from Sukkot, so Lakachtim lochem by Yom Arishon. The whole Lulav HaGozel is based on that Pasuk. Lakachtim lochem, it has to be yours. Lulav HaGozel, Lulav HaShor, Lulav HaNyonim of that. So what's Pshat Usafartem Lochem? You should count for you. Usafartem Imachros HaShabbos, you should count. Everybody should count. You should start counting. Usafartem Imachros HaShabbos, Imim HaVeachim Zim HaTanufo, Sheva Shabbos HaTemimois. What's the Inyan Lochem? Gemara Imachros Tafsam Bechei. Says the Gemara, Shetahi Sefira Lechol Echot Ve'echot. Which means Taka Lochem is deliberate there, specific, and needs to say Lochem. That there should be a Sefira, a counting Lechol Echod Ve'echod, for every single person, every individual. In other words, it's an individual mitzvah. Says Rashi on the Gemara, that every single individual is chayiv, has their own chiyuv, to count Sfiras HaOmer. Again, so it says Usfaratim Lachem, it has to be your Sefira. Says the Gemara, L'chol Echot Ve'Echot, it's yours. Says Rashi, again, it should be yours, Kol Echot Ve'Echot. It's not clear what Rashi's adding to the Gemara. That's the question of the Rajbo. Rajbo says, what is Rashi adding to the Gemara that we don't know already? The Gemara says, Shetei Sefira Chol Echot Ve'Echot. Rashi said, Chol Echot Ve'Echot, Chayiv Sefira. Says the Rajbo, explaining Rashi, explaining the Gemara, which is explaining the Pasuk, that you shouldn't think that this is a mitzvah that is mutl on the tzibur. It's not a communal mitzvah. And you shouldn't think this is a mitzvah that is incumbent upon Bezdin as representatives of the Kehillah. That's not what this mitzvah is. It's not as if, you know, there should be a counting, a communal counting. Don't think that that's the nature of the mitzvah. Rather, the nature of the mitzvah is that every single individual has their own duty to count Sefira for themselves. That's the Rajbo. And understand where Rashi is coming to strengthen the Inyan and the Gemara that says, Kol Echot Ve'Echot. This is not a communal mitzvah. It's not like Kriyas HaTorah, for example. Everyone's going to listen to it, but at the end of the day, it's a chivitz mutl on the tzibur. It's not mutl on the bezdin. So every individual has their own mitzvah of Sefiras HaOmer, which gives rise to another halachic discussion. Binogea to Shomea Koina. Shomea Koina. Shomea Koina is the principle that says that if you have a mitzvah to perform that is a verbal mitzvah, then there is a concept that if for some reason or another you do not actually verbalize that mitzvah, you don't say it. Let's say Kiddush, for example. For whatever reason it might be, then nonetheless, by listening to someone else's mitzvah, you can fulfill your obligation as well. That's the inyan of Shemea Ko'ina. By listening, Shemea Ko'ina is like responding, without saying a word. Now we know in Hilchus Sfiras HaOmer, Bi'alocha, Great Arichas in two places, says that Hiru Lav Kedibur Domi, Hagamis Machlokes Rishonim, as to whether thinking is like speaking. There is a shit in the Rambam, I believe it is. Bi'alocha brings down that Hiru Kedibur Domi, that thinking is like speaking. Nonetheless, the overwhelming school of thought amongst the Rishonim is that Hiru Lav Kedibur Domi, thinking is not like speaking. And if there's a mitzvah to speak, then you've got to say it. Itself, a very interesting discussion, but that's going off on a tangent. Well, Sefarat means to count. Where does it say you have to speak it out? I'm not getting into that now. That's something to think about. It should count. It's not the only mitzvah in the Torah where there's a Chiyuv Daraisa to count. Nidah is also a Chiyuv Sefira. There's no inin anywhere. There's got to be a counting of the days and the hours and the weeks. Same notion. Anyway, that's for another discussion. It's not clear, you know. Bialocha says clear, you know. You've got to say the words. Can't just think it. And it's Negeila Halocha, had a Shaila this year. Somebody who didn't count Sefira verbally. They meant to, and then it got distracted. The Shaila was because they meant to count, and in their minds they were thinking, oh, I've got to count Sefira today, which is the 12th day of the Sefira, making, you know, 1 week and 5 days, but didn't actually say it with the Brocha. Is there any time to say that they can continue the next day with the Brocha? Yeah. So that's where the Shaila becomes real. The answer is no, by the way. The answer is no, it doesn't help. Interestingly, the Bialocha seems to be talking about the Brocha there, not about the Sefira. So I asked the Shaila to one of the leading poskim. He said it's the same thing, that the Brocha and the Sefira, the Hainuach, same thing. So that's all very well in terms of if you've just been thinking about the mitzvah Sefiras HaOmer. What if you actually heard someone else say the bracha and count the sefira, and you had in mind to fulfill your mitzvah through their counting deliberately? No, I was thinking of counting. You say, listen, I can't count now, whatever reason, right? Conjure up your own imagine imaginative scenario where that's impossible. Turn around to Yicham and say, you're about to count Sfira Hid, Timach HaToiva. Say the Brocha and have me in mind. Say the Sfira and have me in mind. Am I Yotz in my mitzvah of Sfira HaToiva? Bearing in mind that this is a verbal mitzvah, L'chol HaDeis. Come out. So again, Be'alocha brings down this Machlokes Acharonim. And it would appear that the majority say that it does not work. Shemei HaKoina does not work with regards to Sfira HaToiva. You have to count your own Sfira. Be'alocha says, L'mayis HaBidyevet, if you did it, it could be that it's okay. But even then, you should count again. Just without a bracha. So clearly, there's a problem here, b'negiat to Shemei HaKoina, with regards to the mitzvah Sfira HaToiva. What's the problem? Why should Shemei HaKoina not work for Sfira HaToiva? It works for many other things. The answer is Shem Prima Godim and others. This Gemara that we said before, Sefatim Lachem. It has to be your mitzvah and not somebody else's. It's not a mitzvah on the Bezdin, it's not a mitzvah on the Tzibur, it's a mitzvah on the individual. But all the Mefarshim ask, well, not all, many Mefarshim ask, so what is Lachem? That's what, so what? There are many other mitzvahs that are individual mitzvahs that are not on the tzibur, not on the bezdin, where Shemei HaKoina does work. The classic example we said before was Kiddush. Kiddush is such an individual mitzvah that even if you hear Kiddush in shul after Musaf on Shabbos morning, come home and make Kiddush again. So what's it's lochem? It's all very well to say that it's not a communal mitzvah. Not a communal mitzvah, I have my own chiyuv. But just because I have my own, we don't find normally that if I've got my own individual obligation to be Mekadosh HaShabbos, let's say, that I can't be Yotzei Shemei HaKoina. I can. Yotzei Shemei HaKoina. So why shouldn't it work? What's so special about the lochem of Sfira HaToiva? All it's doing is telling me that it's not a communal mitzvah. But that doesn't mean I can't make it my own individual mitzvah via the process of Shemei HaKoina through someone else's individual mitzvah. Good question? So I'm going to steer away from the halachic discourse here and move into one more on the hashkofa front, because I believe that perhaps this question opens up an Indian b'negeya to Sfira HaToiva that I think can be answered in a non-halachic approach, potentially. I think that offers the opportunity to explore a non-halachic approach to understanding what the Indian of Sfira HaToiva Lachem is, perhaps on a deeper level. How much time do I have?
10 minutes.
Maybe 15. Okay. Let's see what we can do. But I think, by the way, we say Baruch Atah Hashem, Asher Kedushon Mitzvos V'Tzivonu Al Sfira HaToiva. I think that itself is perhaps the biggest question of all. Sfira HaToiva, counting the Omer. I've never counted the Omer. Count the Omer? The Omer Asir Soeifahu. No? The Omer is a measure. That's always a measure of barley. Does he does? I'm counting the Omer. I'm counting the days. You should say, Vesivano, Asfira HaTorah. Asfira HaCheshek, Asfira HaCheshek, HaChefetz, HaHishtokikus, HaHiskarvus, HaTorah. That's what the bracha is. Asfira HaYomim, Asfira HaShavuos. Sfira HaToiva. Ah, Shekidushum Mitzvos V'Tzivoni. I'm in the stupid now. You can learn from there. I don't know. This is the Chassiduyos, how they count Sfira HaToiva. Tremendous Islam. It's tremendous. Al Sfira HaToiva, counting the Oime. Counting the Oime. Don't have the Oime today. It's not going to happen. So we said before that the Chinuch says quite clearly that the period of time here during which we're counting the Omer, and Mishroshi HaMitzvah Sfira HaToiva, is to mark the transition from Mitzrayim to Ma'amid Har Sinai. That transition is referred to in the Maharal as a transition from Kfira to Emunah, which doesn't need a lot of support, because it's blatantly obvious throughout the whole Pesach which we just experienced, that Paro and Mitzrayim were the ambassadors of Kefira, Ultimately, that's what Golos Mitzrayim is all about. Trying to destroy that which Avraham Avinu had established. Trying to just ruin every last vestige of Emunah that Klal Yisrael had brought into Mitzrayim through the Shvatim. And they almost won. They almost won. We know that the Mitzrayim almost destroyed them. And yet, Moshe Rabbeinu, the antithesis of Paro, comes along and restores their faith. Vaya Amen Ha'om. Leading up to Vaya Aminu Bahashem by Maimed Has by Kriyas Yamsuf. And eventually Anoich Hashem Lekecha and Maimed Har Sinai and Anoich Hashem Lekecha and Fidur Rambam is the mitzvah of Emunah. So they went from Memtes Sha'arei Tumah, as we are told. And in 50 days, they converted the Memtes, the 49 levels of Tumah, into the highest possible level of the opposite of Tumah. It's interesting. Let's look at the word Tumah for a minute. We are told that the Klal Yisrael sunk to the 49th level of Tumah. It's not clear what that Tumah was. Impurity. Which impurity are we talking about? Tumas Magor, Masa, Tumas Meis. Tumah. Tumas Mitzrayim. What is it? So again, the Maharal state that Tumah as a concept means blockage. That's what Tumah means. When we talk about Tumah as the opposite of Tahara, we refer to a concept of blockage. Where Tahara means clarity. Maharal says that Tahara is related to the word Toihar, is related to the word Soihar. And the table, the Tzoyah Ta'asel HaTevo, it's clarity. When something is pure, it's clear. It's interesting, in English it's like that. Something pure is often used to describe something that's clear, like honey. Pure honey. What is pure honey? It's just state on the label pure. Why are they writing pure? What's pshat pure? There's no sediments, right? You can see right through the other side of the jar. Why is it called pure? It was done a mitzvah, it was done some chesed that morning, and the bees had bris milah. I mean, what's so special about the honey? What makes it toya? What's the meaning? The answer is, somehow into the English vernacular, concepts become words we throw out and don't mean anything. But pure means it's clear. In Maharal it says that the inyan of tahara is inyan of clarity when a person can see clearly. And the inyan of tumah is the opposite of that. When things are clouded and unclear and blocked. In fact, that's the word Mitzrayim. The word Mitzrayim means blockage. Meitzah. Min ha-meitzah korosiko. Meitzah is Mitzrayim. How many levels of clarity are there in the world? Kiyuduah, everybody knows there are 50 levels of clarity. Chamishim sharib, you know. There are 50 levels of emunah, 50 levels, 50 avenues, 50 approaches to understanding. That's why the Pasuk says, I'm running through this, but that's what the Pasuk says, U moroi meinechem, uru'u mi boro ele. The Pasuk says, lift up your eyes and behold, who created all of these? But the Sfarim say that the word mi boro ele, mi is gematria 50. Mitzrayim is the opposite of that, meitzar mi. Mitzrayim of the Oasis meitzar mi, where there was a block placed on those 50 avenues. Each one of the avenues of clarity and connection and relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom were blocked off in the land of Mitzrayim. And Klal Yisrael sunk through all of those levels. Each door was shut, one after the other, till 49, like the Rambam says in the Sakdoma. Had Klal Yisrael remained there for a moment longer, they would have been lost completely, because the last door would have been shut. Because there are only 50 doors, right? There aren't 100 doors. It's not shut, the 49th level of Tumah is 100 paces away from the 50th level of Tahara of Clarity. Stop shut, there are 100 doors. There's either a door open or there's a door closed, right? If the door is closed, there's Tumah. As soon as the door is open, there's Tahara. That's what says, "Su'u moroi meneichem," by the way, look up and you'll see mi bora ele. Who's mi bora ele? That's Elohim. Mi ele are the Oisius Elohim. Elohim is mi ele. But you have to look up. Where did they not look up? Where in the world was there a nation and a culture that didn't look up for its sustenance? That didn't look upwards, but rather looked downwards for its source of life? That's Mitzrayim. Kiyadua, the rain doesn't fall in Mitzrayim. They look down towards the Nile. Well known Rashi, the beginning of Bereshis. By Odom Arishan. We have this picture that Adam Rishon walked out into a beautiful garden, Gan Eden, with trees and butterflies and bubbling brooks and 73.4 degrees Fahrenheit. Perfect. But it's not true. Kiyadua, when Adam and Chava stepped out into the world, there was nothing there. Nothing. Terem Yitzmach, Terem, there was nothing. Nothing was on the ground. It was a lunar landscape. Blank. Why? Says Apostle Kiloi Himtir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu not made it rain yet. Why the Kodesh Baruch Hu not made it rain yet? Says Rashi, continue the Pasuk, Va'odam Ayin, La'avodas Ha'adomah, because there was no one there to daven for the rain. Because rain makes a person look up. So in Eretz Yisrael, they need to look up for rain. But Mitzrayim, they look down to the Nile. But we say, the Meitzar Mi is redeemed through Yisra'um Moro Yimeinechem, U'ru'um Mi Boro Eile. To look upwards. Al-Kabonim. This is why we have the number 50 is so critical with regards to Sfiras HaOmer. Because every day is opening one of those doors. That's the inyan. Every day is opening one of those doors. We get to the highest possible imaginable level. The only say Moshe Rabbeinu could possibly achieve. Moshe Rabbeinu, the antithesis of Paro. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, by the way, it says, only reached 49, the 49th level throughout his life. Because it's impossible to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. But at the moment of his death, we are told, that's when he achieved the 50th level of clarity. That's why he was Nifta, it says on the Haran Nevoi. That's why I'm saying Nevoi is Nun Boy. The 50th level was there. Number 50 was there. Because it's impossible to live at number 50 in this world, because there's nothing left to live for. Lo Yirani Ho'od Nevochoy Hashem Kotom Moshe Rabbeinu. If you're going to see me in all my clarity, with all your aspaklari and mehiru, with all the clarity that you have, Moshe Rabbeinu, but there's no point to living. There's got to be some dark, there's got to be some blind spot that keeps you guessing. At the moment of death, it's fine. Moshe Rabbeinu can achieve the highest level. Al Koponim. So that means as follows. That means that the purpose of the weeks between Pesach and Shavuos is an exercise in Emunah. It's an exercise in Emunah. It's an exercise in unlocking the gates, knocking down the barriers, bringing down the walls, defeating the culture and the philosophy of Mitzrayim, and re-establishing what Klal Yisrael really is all about and what it was all about ever since Avraham Avinu brought to the world the concept of Emunah in Hashem Yisbarach. So, what does it have to do with counting? So remarkably, just in the words themselves, the word for counting, one of the words that we use for counting in Lashon HaKodesh is limnos, a minion, right? Minion, the root of minion is emunah. It's the root of emunah. It's the same word. Minyan and Emunah is the same word. There seems to be this relationship between counting and Emunah. Another word for counting that is used throughout the Torah is pokoid, lifkoid. Lifkoid also means to trust, also means Emunah. A pikodon is an item of trust. A pikodon is an item that says, if I borrow £100 from you, I'll give you my watch for the week, and that acts as a guarantor or guarantee that I get the money back. That's the inyan of pikodoin. So we see already a relationship between counting and emunah as a concept. And the Sforim take it one step further and say, if you think about it, the very exercise of counting is rooted in a concept of trust. Think about it in the following terms. I'll say this quickly because we've only got a couple of minutes. But when a person counts, especially when a person counts upwards, not downwards, and this is another understanding as to why we count upwards. You start with one, then you move on to two, then you move on to three, then you move on to four. Now, counting is something that is abstract. But if you're climbing a ladder, you're climbing a ladder and you're counting rung one, rung two, three, four. So what's happening? Think, let's analyze it for a moment. You step onto the first rung, and then you start moving away onto the second rung. But you can't move up to the next level unless you've made absolutely certain that the level that you're standing on is concrete and strong. You can't move on until... If one is not one, then you'll never get to two. If one is only a half, you can't get to two before you get to one. So one is solid. And when one is solid, you move on to... Two is solid, you move on to three, and so on and so forth. Down to each level is solidified and concretized before the next level can even be considered. Build a building. Unless the bottom floor, right, is absolutely certain, you don't start building the second floor. It doesn't work like that. Which means that the exercise of counting, in a certain sense, very much lends itself to the concept and the understanding of emunah. Because you can only go beyond if you are convinced and you are satisfied with that which came before it. 1, 2, 5, 10. Counting upwards. So in a certain sense, if a person wants to express their emunah, an understanding, and journey towards Maimon Har Sinai at this time of year, there is perhaps no better method of that expression than Sefirah, than counting itself. And the reason it's called Sefiras HaOmer, beautifully, is because of what the Medrash says in trying to define the mitzvah. Medrash Rabban Vayikra, Omar Rab Yanai. The way that the world works is that a person buys a unit of meat from the marketplace. How much effort he needs to expend in the process of preparing that meat to eat. Until it's finally cooked and ready to be had. And nonetheless, he says, look what happens. People are just sleeping in their beds, minding their own business, doing nothing, passively existing in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meshiv Ruchos, Mashiv Ruchos, Umar La'anonim, Umagadot Tzmochim, Umadashinus HaPeiros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the winds blow and the clouds to come in and makes the rains fall and makes the vegetation sprout and makes the peiros ripen. Amazing world we live in. And how do we acknowledge Hashem's world? That's what the Oim is for. Just a fistful of barley is our way of saying, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you control this amazing ecology that we call the natural world, and our way of appreciating that is simply by presenting an Omer. Hadohu dichsiv v'haveisem es Omer reishis kesirchem l'koim. And you should know that the chinuch in defining the mitzvah ha-Omer, not mitzvah sviras ha-Omer, mitzvah ha-Omer says that the whole Indian is to express one's emunah, one's appreciation and understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's running of the world, contrary to the whole culture and philosophy of Mitzrayim that we're trying to extract ourselves from. Comes again that Sefiras HaOmer is perfectly terminologized, because what's happening is that this period of time vitally is established as an exercise in emunah, and the sefira is the emunah. Sapir and resogim. Sapir is also lashon of clarity. So to come back to the inyan of shemei ha'koina, I think we can use the inyan of sefiras ha'koina being an exercise in emunah to perhaps explain that maybe it's true that an ordinary individual mitzvah one can fulfill through somebody else. But if there's one mitzvah that one cannot possibly begin to think about fulfilling through another individual, you'd have to say that mitzvah is emunah. There's not a chance that I can respond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's question, Lachem Eve Eschim, Nososav and Nosato Be Emunah. One touch is, did you live with emunah? Did I fulfill the most important? But Tzadik Be Emunosa Yichyeh. There's not a chance that I'll be able to respond to say, yes, I lived with emunah because my neighbor had emunah. I can say that I made kiddush if my neighbor made kiddush. I can say there are many other mitzvahs I fulfilled through somebody else and they fulfilled through me. Emunah is something that is an exceptionally individual mitzvah. Only you know where your emunah is. Only you know how many words of Shemoneh Esrei you were mechaven this morning. No one else can know that. One day they'll create some neurological device that'll be attached to your brain with electrodes and be measuring the electrical impulses between your right and left hemispheres of your brain to understand whether you're connected to some divine source. They'll come up with this one day. But Devaila, you're standing there shockling, no one knows whether you're connecting to the Rebbe Shalom. No one knows. No one knows. Only the Rebbe. It's that emunah is one of those. It's not one of those things. It's the only thing that is completely individuated. Completely. It's absolutely your own. But that's pshat. But tzadik bo chavakuk vehemidun alachas. But tzadik be'emuno so yichye. Not be'emuno yichye. A tzadik lives with his own personalized emunah. Have you got emunah? How's your emunah? I can't fulfill my emunah with your emunah. Ridiculous, a ridiculous notion. Shri Alkin, it could be that that inya, which is definitely true, unusually can answer a perhaps something that leaves us a bit flummoxed when just I'm looking at the sources in halacha to explain why Sfiras HaOmen needs to be a mitzvah that is mutzvah kol echad ve'echad.